I'm also interested in figures like engagement. We know that engagement correlates with performance as well. And the more engaged a workforce is, the better an organisation it's likely to be, both for its customers and for investors.
So how do you express that engagement?
Well, this is one of the problems.
You communicate it?
See, on the financial side, we only have two or three systems in the world of standards, and people conform to a set of standards. So everywhere in the world, you know that people are using some standardised format, and they'll always specify we're working to this standard, American standard or European one or whatever. There is no standardisation about measures to do with people. Even labour turnover is calculated differently by different organisations, and so it is very difficult to make external comparisons, really. The internal comparisons, however, if they compare year on year, or they put forward targets and so on, then that has some relevance and some value. But the lack of standardisation is a problem. Now, there was another task force set up by Investors in People 3 or 4 years ago to try and create some standardised measures and so on, but that died. It died by the wayside.
I mean, I see some really good expression of stakeholder engagement in starting to be developed in, say, on the Centrica site, where they talk about, through having started off with the AA1000 standard for within the CR area, and the measurement of different stakeholders and their different issues and how they prioritise and so on. And they've taken that now further than I've seen anyone else do it to express, you know, what they ask them, not only the nature of how they were engaging with them, but what they asked them, what they said back, and reflecting that back in a very open way. But with employees, would it be something similar to that, or how would you see what would your ideal be about how to express how well they do it at different levels and so on?
There are three basic measures of engagement, I think, which is defined not as satisfaction, because satisfaction means we haven't got too much to complain about. But engagement means we actually care and we're committed to what we're trying to achieve here. So that's a deeper level of checking. The three measures I think are relevant are labour turnover. The trouble is that at a corporate level, in an annual report, you're going to report an average, and an average is always the enemy of truth. So for all you know, the talent pools you've got might have very high labour turnover, and you know, average workers and so on have very low, and it averages out at a reasonable figure, but that's not telling you the truth that you want to hear. But if department by department, you know, you've got high labour turnover, it tells you people don't like working here very much. The other one, I think, is absence rates. So it's very interesting when you look at government absent rates, government departments. The last time I looked, may not be true today, the worst was the driving licence centre in Swansea, and the best was the Cabinet Office. So you can imagine in the Cabinet Office nobody wants to be away for a day because they might miss something, and they're probably highly engaged people. Absence figures can give you some kind of clue, but the generally accepted route is that you've got to ask people. So then everybody uses different questionnaires. There is a standardised one that Gallup have developed, which is known as Q12, which is certainly the most popular. And it does enable you to benchmark against others. The problem with Q12 is it has an underlying assumption that there are 12 things that matter to every employee equally. And that is not going to be the case. But it's the best standard they've got.
Mm. And is this the third area of the three key...
To ask people, you know, carefully thought out questions, not only about are you engaged, but also checking out the factors that you know lead to engagement, which is all the research that Gallup did. So asking people on engagement. Now, a lot of people confuse an engagement survey, which is generally short, sharp and frequent, with an annual or even biannual opinion survey with 100 or so questions checking everything there is about employment. Yeah. And the research in engagement says that actually there is a relatively small number of things that really make a difference to people. And, you know, whether they understand company strategy or not, it's not one of them.
No.
Asking people is the clue.
Yeah, I mean, the most, to my mind, I guess one of the key measures I see is whether people would recommend to their friends, whether they're if there was an opportunity, whether they would recommend that opportunity to friends.
Well, you have to be careful about that. You see, I did a research in the Royal Mail, and the Royal Mail, ever since they had the new management from the private sector 6 or 7 years ago, they started to have daily performance measures of every office, and they also had a 6-monthly have your say questionnaire. And when they tried to, when they got enough data and they tried to correlate the two, they found that some of the happiest offices had got the worst results. You see, you can have a very slack manager, a very, you know, you're put under very little pressure. You could imagine in a post office where, you know, it doesn't matter really if you get all the letters out today, do your round, you can go home, you can have a second job.
Really
very friendly, beer parties on Fridays. Yep. You know, you could imagine that you would recommend a place like that. Come and work here, it's really great. But it doesn't necessarily mean engaged.
Yeah. Or that you're doing the right work in the right way.
So that is a useful question. I would recommend it. And also, I don't plan to leave in the next 6 months. But it's not enough. The general definition of engagement is I care about what we're trying to achieve and I will go the extra mile if necessary to help us achieve it. So engagement moves from me being okay to us, i.e. me and the organisation.
Yes.
And so you've got to test that. You've got to test that.
And, I mean, given what has happened with those various studies, sort of biting the dust and so on, do you see that there is any middle way that might emerge in the future, or do you think that...
Oh, no, engagement is a very hot topic. It's probably, you know, one of the hottest topics in HR today, and has been for a while, so you now have jobs advertised, director of employee engagement, and so on. So it's a very hot topic. People know that it makes a difference.
But is it one that people keep under wraps, so it's purely internal, and therefore not...
No, I think that, well, again, it depends on your audience. If you talk about the graduate audience, I don't think it means very much. If you talk about a mature audience, they will understand what an engagement survey is because they have been a part of it. And if you've got really good results, you publicise it. Now, related to that are the external surveys done by places like Great Place to Work. A Great Place to Work produce basically league tables. But companies have to apply for that, and these external people come in and they talk to all the employees, and they've got set criteria that they use. And there's more than one of these. There's about 3 surveys going on in the UK, I think, at the moment. And if you achieve a high position in that, that is excellent publicity, and people use that and exploit it.
Because generally there will be brilliant comments
and
as well.
You know, if I were looking for a job and somebody and an organisation came, you know, in the top 10 of Great Place to Work or the Sunday Times Best Place to Work or something, I mean, that says to me, this is an organisation to talk to. This is clearly a great place to work.
Yeah.
So that really matters.